Lead yourself. Lead SA.
Slipper Day is upon us again, and it'll be taking place on Friday the 10th of May. And it's a time that calls for South Africans to come together to help the dreams of many children across the country to come to fruition. Heidi Rowley is from the organisation Reach for a Dream and joins me on the line now to tell us more about this hugely important day. Welcome, great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
You've been part of this foundation for a very, very long time. First as a volunteer, then as a full-time employee. Tell us, how long have you been with the organisation? Is that rude of me to ask?
No, not at all. I'm so proud to be an ambassador of this amazing work that we are privileged enough to do. And it's been 27 years in total.
Wow.
First as a volunteer, as you said, and then full-time in the offices. And it's such a, as I said, privileged space to be able to work in and to be able to make dreams come true of children who are going through a really difficult time. I hope that all South Africans can join in helping us achieve even more dreams for these very special, courageous children that we work with on a daily basis.
And how long has Slipper Day been around?
Probably about 6 years now.
Tell us a little bit more.
So Slipper Day is an opportunity for all South Africans to get involved. For just 10 rand, you get to purchase a Slipper Day band, which you can wear proudly. And these can be obtained from your nearest local Pick and Pay store, Dis-Chem and Wimpy. And 10 rand combined actually helps us to achieve a dream fulfilled. So it may sound like a little, but collectively we're able to fulfill many more dreams for the children that we're working with.
Absolutely. As you say, Wimpy once again involved this year, giving away or giving their famous Wimpy coffees to everyone who's bought a Slipper Day wristband and, of course, worn their slippers.
That is correct. Absolutely.
How much are you hoping to raise? I know last year you raised an incredible 1.43 million.
I think this year the target is close on 4 million. So we need all South Africans to band together and just make it happen.
Fantastic stuff. And it's only 10 rand to support the day.
Correct. That's right.
Tell us a little bit more about the Reach for a Dream Foundation and about the incredible work that you do.
So Reach for a Dream believes in inspiring hope in the children that we work with, because they're going through a really difficult journey, and not only the dreamers that we work with, but the entire families as well. So we'll go into the hospitals and establish what the ultimate dream is of the child and endeavor to fulfill that very special dream. And it really is just to inspire the hope to get them through this period of time that they're going through and take them away from the hospital environment, the treatments, the injections, and just give them a very special day to remember and, as I said, to carry through this journey that they're currently going through.
One of the things that I'm always fascinated by, I always want to know about, I think it's important, is how do children get in touch with you, or how do you find the children? I mean, who do they get referred? How does it work?
So anybody can refer a child with a life-threatening medical illness, and we'll obviously just clarify that with the medical personnel that we work with. But we also have field workers across the country who are in the clinics and going into the units that we work with to make sure that we are reaching every single child who's been diagnosed with a life-threatening medical illness. Our aim is to be able to get to every child in South Africa who's going through this. So, as I said, people can refer children as well, and we'll just get sign-off from the doctor to confirm their illness.
Just finally, Heidi, how do corporates get involved? Because, of course, that they often are able to offer enormous support.
Absolutely. So, of course, first prize, corporates can get their whole teams involved to support Slipper Day on the 10th of May. Alternatively, they can pledge donations to the foundation, and they can attend other events that we have nationally, and even by maybe they've got services to offer the foundation that we can, you know, because sometimes children, they wish for experiences, or it's not necessarily a materialistic item. So, you know, the kitty wants wants to go up Table Mountain or go for a ride in a helicopter or on a boat, those are also dreams that we can help achieve for our very special dreamers, to meet their hero, perhaps, to go to a game reserve. Those are all actual dreams, but also, of course, you know, to have a laptop or a bicycle. So anybody out there who has potential services to offer the foundation would be most grateful for your support. But as we said, our focus is now on Slipper Day. So please, please go to your nearest Wimpy store. It's as easy, to your Pick and Pay, Wimpy or Dis-Chem. It really is as easy as that. And we hope to see all South Africans wearing their slippers on Friday the 10th of May.
Absolutely. I must just ask you, Heidi, what is some of the most, or perhaps the most memorable dream that you've helped a child achieve?
Wow, there's been so very many special dreams. And, you know, all the dreams are as individual as the children are themselves. So something that we might, for example, take for granted is an amazing dream come true for our children. But for me personally, it was for a little boy that we managed to get in a Silver Falcon. That was his ultimate dream come true. It was many years ago. And it was the most amazing experience to see him take to the skies and come down with a smile from ear to ear. That was such a priceless memory that we helped create for him. And thank you to all our donors out there who help us to achieve what we do, because we really wouldn't be able to do what we do without the incredible support of individuals and corporates out there.
Heidi, before we let you go, I want to cross to Tina, who's given us a call. Tina, your son was helped by the organization in 1999.
Yes, I actually met Heidi. My son was Chris Corlett, and she organized, he was mad about surfing, and they sent him to what was then the Gunston 500. and he met all his heroes, Kelly Slater and everybody, and honestly, it was the best thing they could ever have done for him.
Aww.
Fantastic. What a lovely call. Tina, thank you. Thank you, sir. What does the organization mean to you, Tina?
Well, it just gives hope when they, going through such a very, very difficult time. I lost my son, and a lot of the children are going through that. And it just gives them something, as you said, away from the hospital. And just that bit of normality and hope and some very special experience, yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for your call. Lovely stuff. Oh, wonderful.
Oh, so great to hear from Tina. I remember Chris's dream very well.
Oh, fantastic. Heidi, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. Thanks so much. The date we need for our diaries, Friday the 10th of May. And all we need is 10 rand to support the day. Pleasure to have you on. Thanks so much.